heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of Darby MFO.
Push it right to the edge.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any votes.
I know you like two things I like.
Chicken
and chicks.
Now, if you all assume positions of subservience, we can complete this caper with a minimum of jeopardy and danger for all. On your knees, knaves. Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
Part of what a leader does is to instill confidence, is demonstrate that he or she knows what they're talking about and communicates to people, if you listen to me and follow what I'm suggesting, we can fix this. I mean, when the stock market crashed, Franklin Roosevelt got on television and didn't just talk about the princes of greed. He said, look, here's what happened.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Yeah. I have never obstructed justice. I welcome this kind of examination because people have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
Each year on my birthday, every American gets a cupcake.
Where is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmonious layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Practice of earmarks in Congress from our good senator here. We championed in Alaska reform of the old earmark process. I told Congress, thanks, but no thanks for that bridge to nowhere up in Alaska. If our state wanted a bridge, we were going to build it ourselves.
Of mine on murder, and the judge's gavel fell. Jury found him guilty, gave him 16 years in hell. He said, I ain't spending my life here, I ain't living alone, ain't breaking no rocks from the chain gang, breaking out and heading home. I'm gonna make a change. Sky, I'm gonna make a
jailbreak.
Oh, I wish that I could fly.
in his hand. Bullets started to fly everywhere. People started to scream. Chasing spotlights, sirens, rifles firing, but he made it out with the bullet in his back.
Baby, I wouldn't leave you. It wasn't my fault. Honest. I ran out of gas. I had a flat tire. I didn't have enough money for cab fare. My truck didn't come back for the cleaners. An old friend came in from out of town. Someone stole my car. There was an earthquake. A terrible flood. Locust, it wasn't my fault. I swear to God.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
God's kind of sex pistols, they're a bunch of awesome blokes. They just like wearing filthy clothes. That's what they filthy jokes. God's like television, keep the program pure.
Golden Bridge was the reason I fell in love.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches. Yeah, who knows where? Well, actually, I'll tell you where, because tonight our theme is called Criminals and Politicians. As we commemorate, as we recognize, as we express our concerns about what's going to happen on Tuesday and the following days and weeks, perhaps months afterwards. In case you didn't already know it, I'm your host, Edward Bukert, and... well, this being a Tears of the Gods sound collage as opposed to a plastic sushi, part of the formula is that we've always got a feature for you, a featured artist or an album. And with this evening's theme of criminals and politicians, our featured artists are going to be the most infamous punk band of them all, the Sex Pistols. A whole band full of criminals. They started off their musical career, in fact, stealing their guitars and their amplifiers from Bob Marley. And their bass player, Sid Vicious, he murdered his girlfriend, Nancy Spungen. Beyond that, we're also playing music by a whole lot of musicians that have themselves been in trouble with the law. We began with a whole bunch of my regular audio clips from who knows where, from DJ friends of mine, and a disclaimer from Chuck Yu. And let me reemphase that here at WMFO, a community and educational radio station, we do not endorse any political candidates at all, but we do present a wide range of viewpoints for you, our dear listeners, to consider. And what I'm doing in this show is mixing in a whole bunch of clips from politicians, criminals, yes, some of them, and they're for you to consider. Like right at the beginning, I had a clip from 2008 and then Vice President Joe Biden, who was talking about the characteristics of real leaders. And at that time of the great 2008 financial crash, Joe Biden tried to let us all know that he had things in control by citing when the stock market crashed in 1929. That President Franklin Delano Roosevelt calmed the nation down by getting on television and telling them, projecting his leadership and blah, blah, blah. And the only problems with that, Joe Biden, were that in 1929, Roosevelt was most definitely not president. And also in 1929, television had not been invented. And actually, at that point, that just made me consider Joe Biden to be that kind of politician who just wings it, makes up facts, things like that. But in any case, we're going to hear that clip again later in the show in case you weren't paying attention. And another thought that I just have is that a lot of people say, you know, America is the best country in the world. We've got the greatest political system. Certainly not, I don't think. And I think one of the things that is really terrible, and if there would be one thing that I could first do for reform, political reform in the United States, that would be to get rid of the Electoral College with its winner-take-all statewide approach and instead make every vote count equally in the country. And the current system is rigged against third-party candidates, while it tremendously benefits the Democrats and the Republicans. But in the end, no matter what, it still comes out to not the will of the people, but a handful of swing voters in a handful of swing states are the ones who ultimately make this incredibly important decision about the future of the United States. Okay, all that said, we kicked off the show musically with a song going out to John Fisk up in Beverly. Yes, AC/DC and Jailbreak, which actually, but just that one that sort of, I'm a big AC/DC fan, but shout out to Tim Coleman for suggesting that on his Gone Too Soon sound collage that he made many years ago. And then we followed that with our featured artists, the Sex Pistols, and a track called No One Is Innocent. I'm flogging a dead horse. Also, the clips in there, we had something from a former Alaska governor and vice president, Sarah Palin. And she was caught in a lie talking about the bridge to nowhere up in Alaska. Yeah, we've got so much great music for you in store this evening. From Johnny Cash, the Pet Shop Boys, Elvis Presley, Tony Rice, and songs from real criminal musicians like Gary Glitter and Tommy Lee from Motley Crue. And yeah, Guns N' Roses is going to make their appearance. And Lead Belly, the black American 12-string bluesman. He served time in jail, yes. Also, coming up in the next set, our first main set, is one of the most memorable exchanges ever in the history of vice presidential debates. From 1988, the debate between Senator Lloyd Benson and Senator Dan Quayle, where the Republican Dan Quayle repeatedly compared himself to JFK. And he was trying to get some of that that young person aura and things. And much older Lloyd Benson famously retorted, "Senator, I served with Jack Kennedy. I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy." It didn't end up resulting in Benson and his running mate winning the election there. But it was a great moments in American political debate. So, yeah, we're going to be hearing from a lot of people who I don't agree with and yeah, criminals and the like, but there should be a lot of great music and a lot of clips to go and think about here. Oh, yeah, my ambiance right now. This is the Ray Corvair Trio, a local band here. Cambridge, Boston, and this instrumental is called The Body in the Trunk. And also, we've got a bunch of contributions from Chuck Yu in the various mix coming up. But let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going with another song from our featured artists here. The Sex Pistols.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
Yeah, this is a song about New York. As we celebrate criminals and politicians. WMFO.
Look at where suspended the state fuel tax and championed reform to end the abuses of earmarked spending by Congress.
But under Governor Palin, the state applied for nearly $200 million of earmarks for the 2009 fiscal year.
I had a friend named Bill Campbell. He used to rob, steal, and gamble. And on the side he'd beg, so he mopped up. I told him he shouldn't do it, and Campbell told me he knew it. So he started begging with a bucket instead of a cup. He's in the jailhouse now.
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 Well, Campbell fluffed his dove when he wore a tuxedo to the country club. He's in the jailhouse now.
He's in the jailhouse now.
Yoga boy. Oh, yoga. I met his old gal Sadie. She said, have you seen Bill lately? I said, I don't believe that he's about. She went down to the jail. She went down to take him his mail. Then she whispered, Sheriff, please don't let him out. He's in the jailhouse now.
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 While Campbell's put away, Sadie's with the sheriff every day. He's in the jailhouse now.
He's in the jailhouse now.
Remember the last election, the prohibitionists were in action. They was trying to elect themselves a president. Bill Campbell and John Austin walked from New Orleans to Boston, and they've got a bottle in every settlement. They're in the jailhouse now.
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 They were down at the railroad track, stealing a train to haul it back. They're in the jailhouse now.
They're in the jailhouse now.
Furlough. Is it always about the money?
I have as much experience in the Congress as Jack Kennedy did when he sought the presidency. I will be prepared to deal with the people in the Bush administration. That unfortunate event would ever occur.
Senator Benson.
Senator, I served with Jack Kennedy. I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
Inclination, I have got the crime.
for a mayor or for a governor to request and to work with their Congress and their congressmen, their congresswomen, to plug into the federal budget, along with every other state, a share of the federal budget for infrastructure. Right. What I supported was a link between a community and its airport, and we have found that link now.
right up there. Stop the car right here.
Gang violence.
Gunshots on 5th and Vine.
Police. Jail. A family.
It's gonna be okay.
A brother alone.
Hey, little man, come here. What you got in your bag?
A sister afraid. A father worried.
Son, are you okay?
A child without. A mother counting the days till her boy is home.
I just hope my baby's safe.
These are the sounds of gang violence. From the day you're sentenced, your family starts facing the true hard time with you. Something to think about before you commit a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Here's John Whitehead.
One hit wonder, Right Fed Fred, made the pop charts with his musical claim that he was too sexy for Milan, New York, and Japan. Child molester Richard Thompson made headlines when he was deemed too short for jail. Fearing that Thompson, who is 5'1", might be too short to withstand the rigors of jail, Nebraska judge Christine Sakava sentenced him to 10 years probation instead of prison. But the judge's ruling, while long in compassion, fell far short of appeasing outraged community members who insisted the ruling was unconstitutional because it favored short people with less severe sentences. Point of law is our 14th Amendment. While the Supreme Court has yet to recognize height as a constitutionally recognized characteristic, the right to be treated equally under the law is one of your first liberties.
This has been a public service announcement from the Rutherford Institute. For a free book about your first liberties, visit www.rutherford.org or call toll-free 888-287-1787.
You're tuned in to the 91.5 FM airwaves of WMFO in Medford. We are Tufts, freeform, non-commercial community, and even sometimes educational radio. And we're delving into that a little bit this evening with some historical clips from politicians of the past, and criminals. Our theme is criminals and politicians as we commemorate the upcoming presidential elections. We kicked off that last set, the first main set of the evening, with our featured artists, the notorious and criminal punk band, the Sex Pistols. And that was a song about New York, where Philip lives. Well, was it about New York City or was it about New York State? Yeah, I think it was more about New York City, not about Smithtown, New York. And then Johnny Cash in the jailhouse now. And then the Pet Shop Boys from their disco remix album. A really nice synthetic version of Opportunities, Let's Make Lots of Money. And then, oh boy, I needed to break out my Sonic Hammer of the Gods on the next song from Kid Rock and smash out all the bad words. Well, I need to do that in Sex Pistols songs too. And then we concluded with two public service messages. Meanwhile, right now, we are listening to David Grisman, and from his album Tone Poems 1, this is The Prisoner's Waltz. In the next set, We're going to be hearing it's more than a duet, a triet. The Notorious B.I.G. collaborating with Lil' Kim and Puff Daddy. Would You Die For Me? And then, as I mentioned, the Black American 12-string acoustic bluesman, Lead Belly, who was quite a criminal himself, served several prison and jail terms for, he was convicted of murder. And he was pardoned eventually by the governor. In any case, yeah, he's got criminal credentials. And some more Sex Pistols, a song about a car thief from the Beastie Boys. And then that pedophile, Gary Glitter. We're going to play his big hit song, which you don't hear much on the radio these days. So, we're going to play it here for you. Also, The Clash and some more Sex Pistols. But before that, we are going to start off with something, a Chuck U production, a remix of a Heaven 17 song, and Donald Trump, a fascist groove. No.
You like the quote? Did you know it was Mussolini?
It's okay to know it's Mussolini. Look, Mussolini was Mussolini. It's okay to know. It's a very good quote. It's a very interesting quote. And I know it. I saw it. I saw what, and I know who said it. But what difference does it make whether it's Mussolini or somebody else?
You want to be associated with a fascist?
No, I want to be associated with interesting quotes.
Have you heard it on the news about this fascist group thing? Evil men with racist views spreading all across the land.
We should only admit into this country those who share our values and respect our people. I call it extreme, extreme vetting.
We don't need this fascist group thing.
Extreme, 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 extreme.
Will you unequivocally condemn David Duke and say that you don't want his vote or that of other white supremacists in this election?
Extreme.
Well, just so you understand, I don't know anything about David Duke, okay? I don't know anything about what you're even talking about with white supremacy or white supremacists.
Would you just say unequivocally you condemn them and you don't want their support?
Well, I have to look at the group. I mean, I don't know what group you're talking about.
Okay. I mean, I'm just talking about David Duke and the Ku Klux Klan here, but
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know David Duke. I don't believe I've ever met him. I'm pretty sure I didn't meet him, and I just don't know anything about him. White supremacy or white supremacist. White supremacy or white supremacist. White supremacy or white supremacist. White supremacy or white supremacist.
White supremacy or white supremacist. White supremacy or white supremacist. White supremacy or white supremacist. White supremacy or white supremacist. White supremacy or white supremacist. White supremacy or white supremacist. Extreme. 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 Extreme.
ISIS is honoring President Obama. He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS. He's the founder.
Sisters, brothers, lend a hand. Increase our population.
Look how much African American communities have suffered. To those I say, what do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump?
Shake that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist.
They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists. I will build a wall, it'll be a great wall. Drugs will not pour through that wall.
You can say what you want about the Quran, you can say what you want, there's something there.
Total and complete shutdown.
of Muslims entering the United States. She's the devil. She's the devil. She's the devil.
I get things done better than anybody.
They're fed up with those guys back there, the media. They are the worst.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters.
She's the devil. She's the devil.
He's walking out like big high fives, smiling, laughing, like to punch him in the face, I'll tell you.
We never win. We just don't win.
We are going to make America great again.
Great again. Great again. Great again. Great again.
Get away.
I'm a dusted old bummy hurdy-gurdy.